result, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, thing. Laugh a little more, thing. Tighten up your core, thing. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
New Thursday, new set of four things. And for the intro and outro today, I've got my husband here because
Hello.
He was highly requested. I did a little Q&A thing on Instagram. What do y'all want to hear more of on my podcast? And they requested you, babe. Which I already have the four things for this episode, so you're not a thing.
No.
You haven't been a thing in a hot minute.
No, you're really building me up here.
I know. Thanks. Well, no, I've liked having you on. It's just that other stuff has been coming up and we've been busy and we've been doing other things, but now we need to come up with a topic idea. Do you have a topic idea? Not for now, but we can record it later for another episode. Like, what should we talk to people about?
No, we were talking about possibly doing like dating and marriage and kids. Like, how do you even date? Like, you're supposed to still date when you're married and when you have kids to keep it going, but I don't even know when you do that.
Right.
Like, on Friday night, we would love to put a movie on and eat popcorn with the kids.
Right. So we normally opt to do that than go out on a date, which we should be more intentional about that. So yeah, maybe we can. I'll come up with some things. You come up with some things. We'll meet.
We'll meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle, and we'll do a podcast about it for any other new parents out there. Because we have older kids, but we adopted, so we've only been parents for a year and a half-ish.
Yeah.
A little longer than a year and a half. So still new to us. It's like we have 1.5-year-olds, but they're 12 and however old Stevenson is now, 9.
Yeah.
He just had a birthday. So the four things we're going to talk about today. Do you know you're not going to be with me for them, but I like to run through and give people a little menu.
Go for it.
So you know that lamp that's in our room? It's like pinkish orangish.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that's a Himalayan salt lamp?
No. I was gone somewhere. I came home and it was there. I just figured it was pink decoration.
No, it's not decoration. It actually has benefits. There's a reason why I have it in there and I love having it. And it's, I don't know, apparently the salt is from like Pakistan or something.
But so, we save money by like just chipping off that thing at the dinner table? Can we put it on the dinner table? Like, instead of going to the store and buying that expensive little Himalayan salt, we could just take that one and put that on the table and then kids can chip off of it.
Oh, maybe. No, I don't know if it works that way, but I mean, sure. I mean, I've never licked it or anything. I'm sure they
salt.
Well, I know, but I don't even know if it tastes salty. Good question. But it does have benefits. So I'm going to talk about the benefits of that. And then, I have a friend coming on to talk about ice rolling on your face. Have you ever?
I've been ice skating before.
No.
And I rolled on my face. is that what you're talking about?
No, it's like a roller, and I guess you stick it in the freezer and you roll it with your face. Now, she has done it to me before, but I didn't realize it was gaining popularity. But apparently it is, because I saw a couple of different girls post about it on Instagram. So then I reached out to my friend and I said, hey, would you come on and talk about it and we could discuss the benefits? Because I don't know, I guess it's something that we can be doing to help our faces. And we're going to give everyone listening the benefits. So you might want to get ready to maybe get yourself an ice roller.
Mm-hmm.
It's this little like, you know, marble roller thing, boom. So we'll go over that. And then I have my friend Erica coming on. She started a blog called Real Mom, Real Tired. And it's Ricky, Brennis's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I talk with her, she's got some suggestions. Not even if you're not a mom, like she gives like a shout out to this amazing clear bag purse company that I didn't even know existed. But now when you go to football games or even concerts, if it's at a stadium or an arena, you have to have a clear bag. Like, you can't get in with your normal purse unless it's like teeny tiny. So we talk about those bags. She has some cute ideas because Ricky is the responsible for Bevo for UT football. So she's always at football games. So she also has this handy dandy like baby carrier that's apparently amazing, and this fan that's really awesome for when you get hot. But again, all of this could apply to you even if you're not at a football game. And then something that comes up when I'm talking to Erica is our new Four Things fall basic sweatshirt. I think, I don't really know what Mary and I finally decided to call it.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I think it's the basic fall Four Things sweatshirt.
That's better, yeah.
Because it's like all the basic girl things.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up and we talk about it, but I didn't realize when I recorded with Erica that Mary and I were going to put it up for sale this fast, and we decided that we are. So as of today, Thursday, when you're listening to this, the basic Fall 4 Things sweatshirt's available. And the reason why it came up with Erica is because coincidentally, it's burnt orange. And or it's like a rust color, which looks like UT burnt orange.
No, it's burnt orange.
And the four things that represent fall that are on it, so cute. Sweaters, fall leaves, pumpkin spice, and cozy nights. So it is not a UT, like University of Texas related sweatshirt.
But you could wear it to the game.
You totally could. And I think you would look cute in this. And I'm an Aggie, so I get it. If you're an Aggie listening and you're like, that's a really cute sweatshirt, but heck no, I'm never putting it on my body because it's burnt orange. Just know, we opted for this color simply because it is one of the hot colors trending for fall.
Just like UT football, it's hot for the fall.
Okay, yeah, if you're into football. Mm. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to survive football season.
Oh, please.
What? That's all. Well, okay.
I've been doing really good. I barely had any games on.
Okay, yeah, because it's the beginning and we've been super busy. But football is Thursday night. It's Saturday. It's Sunday. It's Monday.
I can't let your dad come in. I'm just going to go over there.
Oh, yeah, my dad moves here.
He watches football all day. We'll watch it 24.
Oh, my gosh. My dad's moving here. Mm-hmm. I guess if y'all are listening to this on Friday, I mean on Thursday, my dad is moving here on Friday the 13th.
Mm. Well, I've just been saying Friday. Or the 13th. I just don't see, you don't see them together.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the day he's moving here. And my sister's coming to help move him in, mm-hmm. which he's not moving into our house. In case you've been listening, if you weren't caught up, we were debating about him living with us. But we found a assisted living place that's super cool.
It's a community.
He has his own apartment.
They're really nice people. We've met a couple people there that were really nice.
We don't even call it assisted living. We don't even call it a nursing home, even though technically that's what it is. But for the sake of my dad, it's an apartment.
It's an apartment.
It's his own place.
Yeah.
And we'll come visit.
Yeah.
And it's great. So anyway, that's something that is going down, which is pretty crazy. But also, just wanted to let y'all know about these Four Things sweater. So when you hear me talk about it with Erica, they are now available and you can go to radioamy.com to find a link to all Espoir Things or fourthings.com, shopespoir.com, all the .coms. But this is a very limited thing. And as usual, Espoir and Four Things products are supporting Spreading Hope in Haiti, particularly Project Metashare in Central Plateau. They have schools there. We're supporting their education program right now. So, you know, you can feel good about your basic fall four things.
That's right.
And what is the last thing? I've got Lil Sipper on today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She is giving an update on her breast explant surgery.
Mm.
So she had breast implants and then she just had them removed. Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She did it for health reasons.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why are you have an awkward face?
Well, I mean, it's just not a normal conversation I would, you know, get involved in.
Breast explant.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's great.
I was talking about breast implants, could you talk about it?
No, I'm just saying that whole concept. I mean, that whole.
You can't even.
It's just not my place to talk about it.
You can't say the word breast.
I can.
You can say like chicken breasts. You have no problem saying I'll take chicken breast, but you literally struggle. You're struggling right now with the
chicken.
Word breast.
I don't even say chicken breast. Just say chicken.
Why but you do don't like dark meat.
I don't really. I'll take both. Light meat, dark meat. I'll eat the whole thing.
Okay. Just say breasts.
Breasts.
Why did you hesitate? Just say no big deal. Be like, say Lil Sipper is going to talk about, her name's Bethany, by the way.
I don't need to be talking about, I don't want to talk about somebody else's breast. Like that
there,
husband.
There, you said it.
Okay.
You just said it.
Am I off the hook? Can we stop now?
You're off the hook now because I just wanted you to say it, like have it flow. So that is the four things on today's episode. You ready?
Love it.
Ready to get started? Okay. Y'all, hope you enjoy.
First thing.
Okay, so my friend Andrea is here, and we're going to talk about ice rolling.
Ice rolling, yeah.
So you work in all kinds of, well, let's just tell everybody exactly what you do and maybe even your Instagram handle.
Yes, so my Instagram's called Naturally True Beauty, and I'm an esthetician. I've been an esthetician for almost 12 years. And I've just been lucky enough to work with a bunch of different skincare brands, and I've gotten to work with a lot of different makeup stores, so I get to try a lot of things, test a lot of things, and I like to kind of review and make it easy for everybody to understand on my Instagram. So you see me with masks on or doing weird stuff all the time to share my knowledge.
Yeah, which something that might be weird to people is ice rolling on your face.
Yeah.
So you have done that to me before when I came in for, what did I get done?
I did some gua sha. Some people say gua sha. I say gua sha.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, yes. And I feel like that could maybe be a whole nother thing. We
Absolutely.
Could do a thing on that. But for today, we'll stick with ice rolling. And at the end of the gua sha, I felt something really cold rolling up and down my face.
Yes.
And then the last couple of weeks or so, I've seen a couple of different other, you know, holistic type health beauty people that I follow posting about this ice rolling. And so then I messaged you and I'm like, can you come on and talk about this? Because I feel like this is gaining popularity.
It is so popular. So what I like about it is, for one, it's for everybody. Where gua sha, I have a lot of people that reach out on, you know, Instagram through DMs, whatever. And, you know, they might have rosacea or sensitive skin. And that might not be where I suggest people to do gua sha. The beauty of ice rolling is it's truly for everybody. Covers a lot of issues and has a lot of benefits. So I think it's good for all skin types completely.
Okay. So let's start with what we need, which is the ice roller tool.
Yes. And one of the benefits of that is it's like $14 on Amazon. It's so cheap.
Help me find the right one, and I'm going to add it to my Amazon page so people can find it. And my Amazon page can be found at radioamy.com, and it'll be under the beauty section. So I'll add it just to keep it easy. But so now you tell us after we order that, because I'm going to order one too.
Yeah.
Then what?
So what you do is, what I did is I take it out of the box, of course, and then I get a Ziploc freezer bag, throw it in there, keep it in the freezer. That's it. That's one of the other benefits. It's just super easy. So then the hardest part is remembering it in your freezer and doing it.
Yeah. Just how often?
As much as you want. Honestly,
is it better to do it in the morning or at night?
You know, I like to do it in the morning because it does help with puffiness. But also, if you do it at nighttime and you put your serums on, your face oils, you can do the ice roller on top and it kind of helps everything penetrate deeper.
Oh, wow.
If you have a sinus headache, so that could be any time of day, roll that on your face and it really helps relieve a lot of tension too. So you really can't use it too much, to me. And that's another benefit. It's a kind of a no-fail tool.
Okay. So let's just say it's Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I wake up. I go to my freezer. Yeah. I grab my little ice roller out of my Ziploc bag. Then where do I start? What do I do?
Yeah. So what I tend to do is I first hold it flat, no rolly, and I just kind of press it right under my eyes, like right on that orbital bone. That's where the puffiness happens. That's where we feel tired in the morning and our eyes look sleepy. So I'll just kind of press it right around the eyes just to kind of help wake up and kind of relieve that puffiness under the eyes. After that, I usually start on my jawline, cheeks area, but I always go upward. Just think on your face, you always want to go up. And I just kind of roll up on my face. If I do my neck ever, I always tell people the neck's a funnel. You want to go down. You want to flush all that stuff out.
Because I want to roll my neck up because I feel like my neck is sagging.
Well,
that's for the lymphatic.
Yes, you could definitely do upward right in the center, like right where, you know, the Adam's apple, right under the chin, you could go up. Mm-hmm. But right there where you tend to tense and you can see those little muscles kind of contract here.
Yes.
You're going to want to roll down right on the sides. Other than that, you can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong with an ice roller.
Okay. And then the benefits, did we go over some of those?
Well, I'll go over a few. So for one, acne, it's anti-inflammatory, the ice roller is. So it's going to keep that inflammation away. It's going to help keep that bacteria from getting inflamed. And so if you tend to have breakouts, when you ice it, it's going to calm that inflammation. So breakouts can go one way. They can either kind of come up to like a whitehead, or it'll just kind of retreat and go away. So that's really what it's going to help with congestion. It's going to help with, you know, anti-inflammatory, help with that. So great for acne. It's going to help if people use like Botox, any injections, you can put that on right afterwards, even the days after that, and keep the calming, you know, the redness and that kind of inflammation down too. Travel, I use it all the time because I travel quite a bit with one of my jobs. And, you know, I just look haggard and awful when I come home. I will use that. I swear by it. I use it more than probably any facial tool I have.
Wow.
That ice roller, it's the most affordable one, another benefit, super easy to find. You don't have to boggle your mind with gua sha or jade rollers. It's like you want to make sure you get the right quality jade or make sure you're not getting some fake, you know, crystal that doesn't work. The beauty of the ice roller is it's just an ice roller. It's plastic. It's going to freeze. you don't have to go crazy over it. So it's pretty easy to find and be very beneficial. But I use it all the time. Okay. I did not think I would use it that much.
I'm literally amazing. On Amazon right now, about to order it. And then adding it to my
it's
page.
Amazing.
So we will do that. So, well, thank you for coming on to talk about it.
Because
I feel like, I like being in the know. And I feel like I'm late to the party.
Well, it's overwhelming with like facial tools and beauty in general. I feel like you can barely keep up with everything. So I think you're right on track with this ice roller. I think you're not too far behind the party, but okay. I think you're doing pretty good.
Awesome. Okay, so Andrea, we'll have you back on to talk about... I still can't ever say it.
You know, I say gua sha.
Gua sha.
A woman I love and admire says gua sha. I don't know.
Right. Well, I can't even remember the gua sha part. And then also, we should have you talk about spray tans. Because Andrea is who gives me my spray tans, and they are the best. And
Thank you.
I mean, I guess we could just talk about, sometimes I am scared about the
toxicity
of it.
Yeah.
And should I be putting that on my body? And I know there's different parts, but I also don't want to be in the sun. So then am I like, well, do I want skin cancer or do I want some chemical,
you know? It's hard to win on either, with anything, health, wellness, beauty, whatever. But yes, I can go over the risks or issues.
And then your little chocolate powder concoction that you are famous for that you put on people afterwards. I feel like anybody listening, if you have a spray tan business, first of all, you need to like bottle that up and sell it.
Well, I feel like one of my clients told me about it. And so, you know, it's not like I wish I could take full credit, but she always has these amazing ideas. And
okay.
So,
well, you're going to,
advantage of it though.
If you're fine with sharing
absolutely.
Like, it's been a game changer for me to have you put that powder all over me once we're done with the spray tan. So I'll have you back.
Yeah.
Maybe one day when you're coming over to tan me, we'll record.
I can talk about beauty all the time.
Yeah. So, and then your Instagram handle one more time.
Yep. Naturally True Beauty, all one word.
Boom.
Yeah.
So people can find you there. And if they've got questions about the ice rolling, they can just DM
Any questions, I love to help. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you
so much.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Second thing. Okay, so this is exciting. I have my friend Erica on, and Erica is somebody that I met years ago. Actually, we went to high school together. And then she came back into my life because she married my friend Ricky Brennis. So this is Erica Brennis on the phone.
Yeah,
Erica, say hey.
I know. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. And Erica lives in Austin. And a fun little thing about Erica and Ricky is Ricky, if you know anything about the University of Texas and Texas Longhorns, is there's Bevo. The Longhorn.
Mm-hmm.
It's the school mascot. And Ricky, your husband, he is in charge of Bevo.
He is in charge. And Amy, I thought at first you were going to say, if you know anything about the Bobby Bones show, then you'll know Ricky because of softball. Ricky, old school.
Yes.
Which always makes me laugh because he still gets recognized as softball Ricky to this day. Which is highly entertaining.
Definitely have some old school listeners that are listening right now from back in the day. And softball Ricky would give, just to reminisce down memory lane, when he would come on the Bobby Bones show, he would give the OC report. Talk about the OC, which, I mean, does that not date us or what?
It does.
I know. He would every morning after the OC would air, what was the OC on? Was it on the CW or a regular network?
Fox or something like that.
Maybe Fox, yeah. Anyway, he would come on and give the OC report. Man, that was such a good show. But,
he'd also sing the Eyes of Texas a cappella because of his tie to UT.
Yeah. So, and we were on air in Austin, so every Friday he would tell everybody listening to roll down their windows and put their horns up. And he would sing the Eyes of Texas. So Erica worked in news for a while and then now is a mom and doing all kinds of things. You still fill in and do, I know that you were doing like traffic, and tell us a little bit about yourself and really why you're on today is your blog, which is called Real Mom, Real Tired. And you thought of that title while you were working, but I want kind of just fill us in so listeners get to know you exactly like what you do.
Yeah. Yes. So my background originally is in TV news. I started as a news anchor and got out of TV for a little bit and then got back in and was doing Austin traffic, which was super fun because, you know, Austin's our hometown and Traffic is a huge issue. So that was really fun. And that's what I was doing just in the beginning of this year. I was filling in for someone. I'd gotten back out of TV. I kind of dip in and I dip out and I dip in and I dip in. So that's, I was dipping back in for the first few months of the year, filling in for someone on maternity leave. And I also did some freelance marketing and content creation work. And so I kept my clients, but I also took on this other role on the morning news. So I was a little tired. So one morning I was like, I'm just a real mom and I'm real tired. And I was like, that's such a great blog name. I'd always wanted to start a blog and really wanted to start a blog after I got pregnant. I was just reading so many blogs and watching videos. And I was like, why am I not doing this too? And just, you know, created a place to share my story, things that I've learned along the way as a mom. And it's been super fun. I will say, as you've talked about many times, Amy, is technology is hard. So it's hard to figure out this blog thing, but I'm having a lot of fun with it and love to talk about, you know, products that have helped life, you know, be a little easier as a working mom and things that we like to do to keep the baby entertained. My daughter's almost two. I still feel like I'm in like the thick of it. But it's been really fun. Yeah. Real mom, real tired. And yeah. I feel like a lot of women can resonate with that.
Totally. And y'all can go to realmomrealtired.com and you do product reviews and different things. And a segment I saw, which is why I wanted you to come on, especially with your football ties, because Ricky being in charge of Bevo, y'all go to pretty much every Texas football game. Mm-hmm. And it is hot. And there's all these crazy rules at stadiums now. Even for concerts, depending on if it's at a stadium, you can't take a normal purse anymore to shows or games. So I saw you talking about the cutest clear backpack that I've never seen, but you use it as your baby's backpack. So I'm going to let you kind of take it from there. But this is sort of I kind of brought you on. It's football season. There might be people looking for that perfect bag to take to a football game, whether you're a Longhorn fan or an Aggie like myself. Whoop, giggle.
Yeah.
Or whatever game you're going to, insert the game. And, you know, it may be a cute bag for you. And maybe you're also thinking about taking your baby to a game for the first time. You have experience with that because y'all do everything as a family. And I think that that's amazing. And football games are a huge part of your life. And then also the best fan ever. So get into it and let's talk about these products.
Yeah. So I felt like I had to master taking my baby to a football game. So last year when Baker was little, she was like 8 months, so she wasn't walking. So this is like a different song I'm singing these days now that she walks. But back when she wasn't walking, I found the very best baby carrier called the Mia Millie, and it has like a little built-in chair. So that was like number one game changer in regard to taking my baby to the football game. However, I also knew I had to have a clear bag now with this new stadium policy, like you were saying, and I wanted a super cute bag, and I got introduced to Kelly Wynn handbags a few years ago, and I'm like such a fangirl. She also happens to be a dear friend of mine. She's a working mom, created this handbag line when she was at Ole Miss, Hottie Toddy, for anyone that is an Ole Miss fan out there, and so she really, I mean, she caters to anyone's interest, but I feel like she's really mastered like creating bags that are different colors so that for sure, like if you're a football fan or whatever, you have a color to match your school. So I give her big props for that. So I asked for the backpack, which is beautiful. Like I said on the segment, I never actually knew I could love a clear backpack, but I love this thing, and got it for Mother's Day. And it's been awesome. But okay. I also really like her little bags because she makes little fanny packs. I think you noticed those, Amy.
Right. I'm looking at, well, I just want to say in case people are curious, if you go to kellywynne.com, which is, it's Wynn is spelled, or Kelly is KellyWynne.com. And yeah, you're right. If you go to her clear bags, you can click on team colors and it gives you, it's like cute snake print, but also in burnt orange, which happens to match UT, but it's got, you know, it has maroon snakeskin, which I could wear to the A&M game. It has I don't know some of these other team colors, but or like this like blue, maroonish,
red,
reddish.
Whatever, so you could, the color, it has like a snake skin print to match. And it has like little fanny, she makes fanny packs. She makes over the shoulder. She makes all kinds of really, she also just released a new line this fall that I got a sneak peek of last week. And it's just so, I would want to buy every single one of her bags.
Oh yeah, they're so cute. And they're at Nordstrom. Yeah. Wow. And she is a, and so she is a mom from Austin that just started, you know, making handbags. I mean, I'm not, I know it wasn't
handbags in college.
Did you know I had a purse business in college?
You did?
I did. My friend and I, we made purses out of old clothes. Like we would go to Goodwill and get like old pants, and we would use men's ties as the straps. And we were both Kappas. So shout out Kappa Kappa Gamma. And we started selling them to our sorority sisters. And then they, you know, encouraged us to start a business. So we did. And they were called B Bags because her middle name was Brianne and my middle name was Elizabeth. So BE equaled B Bags. Yeah. And we got labels and business cards and everything. We took orders and it was so much fun. And our sorority even gave us an award 1 year, you know, or one, you know, how they pass out awards, different people like these. This person's going to be the next whatever. And they gave us an award that we were going to be the next Kate Spade.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say that. Yeah.
But we weren't that dream, you know. So props to Kelly for actually sticking with it and making the bags because homegirl is making it. And so that's also encouragement to anybody out there that is, you know, passionate about something and has a talent to like keep going, because look at her. Now she's doing awesome things. And these are so cute. Like I hadn't heard of her bags until you, Erica. So I think I'm probably going to have to go on and order one, because
I know
I need a good clear bag.
So cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every clear bag. I was at the UT game on Saturday and just spotted them everywhere and saw, you know, but different colors. It doesn't matter what team you root for. She's making bags, you know, in all kinds of colors, but I know I definitely want to talk about the part about it being so hot. I swear on Saturday, I thought I was like sitting in a swamp. It was so hot. So I have this little hack. I found the best, that's technically like a little like clip-on fan, but I use it on my stroller. I use it on the little baby carrier I was mentioning earlier, but it's this stroller fan or this clip-on fan that is awesome. And I have all of these products linked on my blog on realmomrealtired.com. It's super easy to find, and I have it linked on my Instagram page also. But so this awesome fan, I feel like between the baby carrier, the backpack, the fan, you're like good to go. Because I don't know. I mean, I feel like football means fall, but I'm like, it's still like 100 degrees. So I'm just waiting for it to cool off.
I know. I'm totally ready for that weather too. And since I've got you on here, and it is UT color, because I feel like people are going to think this, but Mary and I are about to make this fall four things pullover that represents the fall. And the color of sweatshirt that we're putting it on is burnt orange. So I feel like we're going to need to send you one. And the four things, because it's fall, are sweaters, fall leaves, pumpkin spice, and cozy nights. And here, I'll send you a picture right now. And it's on... it's totally on burnt orange. So you're going to love it. My husband's going to love it because he's a Longhorn. But I love it, and I'm an Aggie. So I just want to say to any of the other schools listening, this is not a Longhorn sweatshirt. If you see that burnt orange, and Mary and I debated, should we put it on burnt orange, or too many people are going to think that that's UT? But ultimately, we decided it's just a really cool fall color. So it works. But I could see you when the weather cools down wearing this. I just sent you a picture wearing it too. A UT football game, because I think it would look so cute.
Sure.
And I think people, the fan thing could come in handy even if you're not going to a football game. Again, the clear bags, handy for concerts or games or anything like at an arena. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, because even like high school, I mean, I don't think you can take... Like, I feel like you have to have a clear bag for all things like that. Like, whether you're at a concert or even like a high school football game, like I'm pretty sure the clear bag thing is a thing. And I know for me, like I knew if I was going to take Baker, I needed a diaper bag, and I didn't want to take one that wasn't cute. Like I'm hauling around my baby. I still want to feel cute. So that's kind of what that backpack has helped me do. And it is so funny, Amy, I'll like wear it just for fun. Like you know, to the grocery store or whatever. And I've had people like stop me to be like, where did you get that bag? I had a man once stop me. He was like, I want to buy that for my wife and my daughter. I'm like, I know, it's so cute. So
yeah. So it's a good one. Good find. I love that you introduced me to that. And quickly before we close, like on your, on realmomrealtired.com, that's where they can find the baby carrier. Cause I know we just mentioned that quickly. Mm-hmm. And I know not everybody listening it has a baby, but they might, or they might be pregnant and they're probably researching the best baby carrier things. And I know that you did your research, so they can find that on your blog too.
Yes. This baby carrier is awesome. I mean, I seriously had just the bottom portion on last night at HEB. So I have a bunch of pictures of how it kind of functions on my website, my blog, and I have a coupon code on there also. So yeah, it's the Mia Millie Hipster Baby Carrier. It's awesome. I also just created, finally talk about technology, figured out how to do an Amazon store, because I was like, how do I link all these products that have been awesome as a new mom? So I have like an ultimate baby registry guide on my Amazon store, which has been super fun too. So it's just a great, I don't know, I know I looked up all this kind of stuff, so I just am excited to have a platform to share it for, you know, my friends and other people that join that Real Mom, Real Tired community, because I know there's a lot of us.
Totally. And can people link your Amazon page from your website, or do you just want to say it? Because I have one too, and it's sometimes people are confused how to get there, but if you just go to, either you find a link on a website or you go to amazon.com/shop/ what's your name?
Real Mom, Real Tired.
Boom. Yeah,
and it is at the top of my website also. So basically just like, as long as you know the name Real Mom, Real Tired, you're going to find me online, on my website, on Instagram, all those things.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm proud of you, Erica, my fellow.
Thanks, girl.
Austin Maroon.
I know, loyal forever.
My 20-year high school reunion is coming up.
Yeah.
In October. So you were a year behind me. So yours is next year. But we have like a group text going around with friends, and half of us are going, half of us aren't. And it's real depressing because I want everybody to go. I mean, I'm excited to go, but we're trying to get a couple of other people. Django, our friend Django, he's pretty adamant that he's probably not going to go. And I don't understand why.
Oh, come on, Django. If you're listening to this, you got to come.
I mean, he's been one of my best friends since we were 13, but I guarantee you he is not listening to my podcast. He probably doesn't even know I have a podcast.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Mine is like, we had the Bush twins in my grade.
Yes.
And then one thing that's super fun is like, there's this whole chain of restaurants, like Perla's and Lambert's and Josephine House here in Austin.
Clark's.
Clark's. That was started by, Larry McGuire, who was also in my grade. So there's a lot of us still hanging around Austin, which obviously it's not a bad city to hang around. So, our 10-year reunion was actually at Lambert. So I'm excited to see, what we do for the 20. But I love being able to like watch Jenna on the Today Show. So it'll be fun to see if she comes.
I know.
Always like this.
Jenna doing big things. She's probably a real mom, real tired too. So
she's three now.
Crazy.
Three babies.
I know. Yeah. We had a good high school. Working. I loved going to Austin High. So tell Ricky I said hi.
I will.
And hopefully I will get to see you one day soon. And I'll send you one of these burnt orange, even though it has nothing to do with UT fall four things, sweatshirts, because I think
you need
it.
Burnt orange is a great color.
It is.
Like, I get it. It's, you know, UT's color, but also I feel like it's a color that looks good on most people. So
totally. I love it.
But hey, I also like the color maroon, Amy, because hello.
Thank you. Well, we were debating. Actually, the color before we decided on burnt orange, the other one was maroon. And it really did look good, but it just is too close to red. And we're going to do a Christmas one soon-ish. And then also, we really wanted this olivey green. And when we got the sample in the mail, it looked like poop. So we thought, well, can't do that. We'd probably sell like four of these. So,
but like fall essential, like I feel like the colors are orange, like burnt orange and maroon. So you can't go wrong with either of those colors. But
perfect. Well, thank you for the affirmation that we made a good choice. Because Mary and I go back and forth a lot. We don't just like make a decision. We're always texting back and forth or talking about it nonstop until finally we feel like we got the right thing just right. And I feel like this one's right. So represent.
Well, okay. I do feel like all of the shop forward, I could also go broke. Like, I feel similar with, like, Kelly Wynn handbags with the shop forward. I'm like, dang it. I just need to, like, take out a line of credit for everything because I want all the things.
Oh, well, thanks for the support. I will tell Mary for sure. That's her little baby. But yeah. RealMomRealTired.com, that's the website. That's where you can find everything. And Erica, thank you for coming on, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much for having me, Amy. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Here we go.
So Bethany's on, and she's at Lil Sipper on Instagram, and we've been trying to get this interview done for weeks because you were on, you know, months ago talking about how you were going to get your breast implants removed, a breast explant surgery, and you finally got it done. And once you got it done, I thought, okay, girl, people are emailing me. They want an update. So we're just now making it happen, which I'm super excited to have you on. And bonus, in this time that we've been waiting, there's news that now you're putting out a book, which I want to hear about that. But before we get into breast explant update, I had a question in my Q&A episode that I do every Tuesday about CBD oil, and I didn't feel equipped enough to answer it as a user. Somehow I got on a rabbit trail about how my mom, you know, used a little marijuana when she was battling cancer, which is totally different than CBD oil. And I do recognize that, but I do see you use it on Instagram. So I thought maybe you could share quickly here some of the benefits and the reasons why you use CBD oil.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Amy, for having me back on. Super excited to share all that's happened. But just to kind of quickly note regarding the CBD, not going too much into it, but it obviously has been known scientifically to help with sleep. So if you have any sleep problems, anxiety, that's huge. And it also helps with other things like leaky gut, IBS. It also helps your metabolism. So there's tons of scientific facts, which I do have studies on my blog to back that. So I use it all the time. And another common question I do get asked is, does CBD come up in drug tests if you have to do it for work? And the answer is no, because they're looking for the THC, which isn't like the full marijuana plant, which you just recently talked about. So it does not come up in drug tests, and it does not have a, you know, psychoactive effect.
Which, if you're trying to find her blog, it's lilsipper.com, LILSIPPER. And there's a lot of helpful information in there. And then in there, do you have a particular brand of CBD oil that you list or that you like?
I do. It's under products I love. And I've been using the brand Evo Hemp. And I've been taking the products for about 3 years. And I know the people behind the company. They're just really great, genuine people. And it just, you know, they really care about their people. And so, you know, I love putting money towards companies like that. And I'm sure, you know, you do too with all of your amazing products.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was asking, because I don't have a go-to that I could recommend. So thank you for that. And then now that we got some CBD talk out of the way and people can learn more on your website as well, how are you feeling since you had your breast implants totally removed?
Girl, it's been crazy. Like, let me tell you. and the whole experience of getting the breasts removed, or, I mean, they weren't really mine to begin with, but it was definitely emotional. You know, at first, as a woman, I think we can all relate. It's like part of you, like the woman, to have curves and breasts. But I have never felt more like a woman than I do today, which is crazy to say. So the confidence level has actually boosted, which is weird, but I'm feeling great. I'm feeling confident. And regarding health issues, I feel like some things like digestion, that's still a little too early to tell because it was literally like 2 months ago. But some things I have noticed is I can breathe deeper. I didn't know how restrictive my breathing was. I just thought it was a norm. And now that they're out, I can breathe deeper. And my arm range of motion is crazy. My libido is up, like so many things. Because it's affected hormones too.
for sure. I also have a clear way of thinking. It's just so crazy. And, you know, obviously every person decides to get breast implants for certain reasons. And I know so many people do. And for me, it was a health issue because I know it was causing a lot of health problems. And another thing, if anyone is thinking about getting a breast explant, getting their implants removed, this is my thought. If you are, I think it's better to do it sooner than later because for me, I didn't want to get surgery done when I'm 60 years old, 70 years old, you know, and have these implants. So I thought, while I'm young, I can heal faster, I can heal better. So it's now or never, and I'm so glad I did it.
Yeah, for you, it's kind of just, if you were going to do it eventually, just rip the Band-Aid out or off, because, I mean, it's a hard decision to come to, especially if that's something that you got done. It's a big thing in the first place to get it done, but then to go back in and have them taken out. But quickly recap, I know you touched on it for like health issues, but just in case people haven't heard the other episode, can you run down when you came to the decision to remove them and exactly why?
Yeah. So maybe you haven't heard of something called breast implant illness, and it's just huge. It could cause tons of different things. For each person, it could be different. So for one person, it could be having skin reactions like eczema because of the breast implants. And for other people, it could be causing digestive issues. So it just depends on the person, but there's so many other complications with it. If you Google breast implant illness, tons of things can come up. So for me, it was definitely affecting my health in regards to digestion. That's what I feel, but I had no idea I feel like it was affecting more than that. Other people have told me that, you know, their skin disorder went away after they got theirs removed, and, you know, just so many different things that can be a factor because it is a foreign object in your body. So your body is like always on an autoimmune response because they're like, what is this thing in me? Another people, this is huge, mold. And I was freaking out. Thankfully, my implants do not have mold, but I know that there have been plenty of people that got theirs removed and they saw mold. And so they were just getting sick from it constantly.
Oh,
so,
gosh. Yeah.
You know, it's like even gross to think about, I know. But so that's kind of the reason I decided to get them out. And it was a year waiting to do that just because of everything that's happened in my own life. And but yeah, so it's finally happened. Yay.
It's happened. Well, yeah.
Again,
well, congratulations. And that's not,
thank you.
That's not the only thing that congratulations are in order for. And, you know, I feel like now just based on, and I'm sure you get so much feedback putting all of your stuff out there, people that agree or disagree with you. And I guess I'll just, you know, preface, I got into this a little bit Tuesday during my Q&A episode, and I'm sure you can relate, but that everybody has different ways of thinking, and me bringing you on talking about this doesn't mean that anybody listening right now with breast implants should run it. We're saying you should run and go remove them,
right,
or
right.
anything like that. But it's just being informed and knowing your options and knowing that something like breast implant illness actually exists, because I don't think I knew it was a thing until you were telling me about it. So I just appreciate you coming on and sharing your story.
Yeah.
And so just wanted to clarify that really quick. And in even, you know, some of the recipes and different things that you share, or if people have certain opinions about CBD, I don't know, but just kind of, you know, giving that little side note right there. And you do have an amazing recipe up that you posted recently. Now I'm going to go to your website to see where it is. Oh, and right now as I'm pulling this up, which we're only 2 days away from this airing, but you have those two ingredient ciabatta rolls. And
oh,
I cannot wait to make those. I'm going to be making them. So,
oh my gosh,
they look so amazing. I don't know. They just still look so fluffy, and there's only two ingredients, and it's like, what? They're grain-free, nut-free, dairy-free, keto, paleo. They're all the things, Whole30 compliant, and they use Vital Proteins, which I'm a big fan of as well. But you have, like, your recipe development is like no other. And I see other people that I respect and follow on Instagram that come up with recipes and do different things, and they are always giving you mad props for, I don't know how you did this, but high five, you're genius. Because you can't, because of your body and some of your digestive stuff, you can't have a lot of the ingredients that some people's bodies can have. And so you've had to get really creative, and it's taken you on this crazy journey, which now leads me back to the second thing to congratulate you about is your book. You have a book deal.
I do. And it's, thank you so much, Amy. It's really, really a blessing. And I just announced it, and it's something I have been working on the past year. And the reason I did this is because, I mean, literally, I could just keep doing what I'm doing, right, and be fine. So it wasn't like to go and be on these shows or do this or do that. It's literally because I could not find a book that was out there to actually help people with their digestive issues. And over again, I get asked, can you write a book? Can you put your recipes in a book? And, you know, and so I can't reveal too much, but it's definitely a recipe book. It has has 100 recipes with 80 brand new ones.
Oh, wow.
But on top of that, it's really designed with a step-by-step process to help those with digestive issues. And so there's going to be a plan in it, and it's for freedom, and it's going to be, my hope is that it's going to help thousands, millions, I don't know. So that's the reason I ventured out into this whole book thing. And I'm excited to see, you know, once it's out, how many people it can help, because that's just, I mean, I can relate, and I feel for anyone with digestive issues, you know what I mean?
And that doesn't,
I could not do it.
You had doctors tell you they didn't know what was wrong or how to help you. So to be in that position and feel helpless and have to navigate those waters alone and try to figure things out, which you did. And that's not to say you still don't have to deal with flare-ups but you're so in tune with your body that you know that that's what's happening. And not a lot of people are to that point yet to where they can be so in tune with, like, okay, I'm recognizing these symptoms and this is exactly what's happening. And maybe because you're so in tune with it, you can go back and pinpoint maybe what caused it, and then you can move forward from there. And I feel like some of us are still stuck in a place where something's wrong and we can't even begin to pinpoint it because our life is all over the place with food and stress and all the different things. And so I just admire that so much about you. And you're open and transparent about it if you've got a flare up. But I feel like a lot of times too, you end up being able to be like, you know what? It's because of this. And so now I'm going to take a rest day, because I think that's another thing too. And this may not even be related to your book if it's mainly recipes, but it's important to listen to your bodies if you need to rest. Like, you work out, but there are also days where you just completely know that your body, for digestion in the long run too, maybe needs to just chill.
Totally. I mean, and it is addressed in the book as well. It gives you tips on how to recognize that. And for me, you can totally work out too much. And I think I've worked out maybe once this week, maybe once this month. I don't know. It's just been crazy. And I don't beat myself up about it. And I just kind of go with the flow. If I do work out lately, it's just casual walks around my block. And that's okay. And because working out can really cause digestive issues and other things in life too, that you think, oh my gosh, it's not just food. It's this, it's that, it's stress, it's money. It's, you know, so many factors going on. So it's a whole, I don't know, it's a whole package that I really want to open up the discussion about. It's not just food. And also, it's not just in your head. Because I feel like so many people are turned away from doctors and think, oh, you're just bloated. Oh, it's just in your head. And it's not. So, you know, if anyone's out there struggling with digestive issues, you're not alone. And hey, I'm not perfect and I still have them, just like you said, Amy. You know, I get these flare-ups because I'm just, you know, maybe I'm just overstressed, or maybe I ate something and it just didn't agree with me. So I think it's something that we can all relate to in some aspect. And, you know, if one little tip helps, then, you know, then I'll be happy. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you sharing your journey. I appreciate all the amazing ingredients or recipes that you come up with simple 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 ingredients. Like, I really feel like you can always work with 5 ingredients or less. And I say you, like, as in you, Little Sipper, not a lot of people can create stuff that actually tastes good with just 5 ingredients or less. So thank you for spending your days in the kitchen to help those that are going through the same thing that you might be going through, or, you know, something similar. And I'm excited to hear about it in your book. That's so cool. When can we expect the book?
It's going to be coming out, I would say, the first half of next year.
Okay.
So I can't really say the exact date, but I will definitely keep you posted, keep you updated. And, you know, it's something too that I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I think dieting, I know that's like always a huge topic and we always come back to it, but something that is addressed, and I just want to really express that dieting can really cause digestive issues, because I, you know, was dieting long ago, and I think we all have, and I think that is the cause of a lot of digestive issues, and we opt for these diet foods that have chemicals in them when we really just need to be eating real food. And so I feel like that is just part of our culture these days, and, you know, that is something that I just encourage everyone to just go back and go back to basics. Because, you know, I think that we all have a little past of maybe going, like, I mean, my dad's been on a diet, right? I mean, I don't think there's one person that hasn't dieted in this world. And I feel like that could be the start or even the cause of so many issues going on today. And opting for the fat-free when we really should be eating the full fat, you know?
Right.
And so I don't even know where I was going with that, but I felt like I just felt compelled. You know how you just get these things and you're like, I just need to say it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, no, thanks for putting that out there. There's definitely someone that needed to hear that. And, you know, we have a variety of different things on here, but or people on here that encourage different things, but that's one thing that we try to put out there is the foods, the shortcuts and the chemicals. We try to stay away from those. We can't always, but we try. So thank you.
Yeah,
we can try. So thank you, Bethany, for coming on. Thanks for sharing your update. I'm glad everything's going so well, and we'll look forward to talking to you when the book comes out.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Okay. LilSipper.com to find Bethany, and at LilSipper on Instagram. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, let's talk Himalayan sea salt lamps, because, gosh, I just feel like I got kind of duped. I ordered the lamp. I bought into the hype online, and then I just see them in places where I go, where it's sort of more holistic, and, you know, I'm sort of into that. And I thought, well, I need one of these lamps for my house because I want to have clean air in my home, and I want to soothe allergies and boost my mood, and maybe this will help me sleep because that's what it claims to do, all from a teeny tiny little sea salt lamp in the corner of my room. At least that was the claims. Now, I mean, they do, I don't want to say that they're not doing any of that, but all of the research I did indicated that there's not really evidence to support that it can do any of those things. And those are the benefits that are put out there that you hear all the time when it comes to Himalayan salt lamps. But I will say that my lamp is pretty, so that's a bonus. It's attractive. It creates a nice
ambiance, like a relaxing atmosphere, helps me unwind. Like for me, I like having all the lights off in my room, and I'll just turn that on and I'll lay in my bed. I like the feel of that. And then, you know, if you struggle with sleep, using dim lights in the evening may help you get to sleep faster. So that in itself is a benefit. And also, if y'all recall, when Dr. Lewis was on the podcast several months ago, he talked about how the placebo effect is real. So maybe if you just believe that this little Himalayan salt lamp is cleaning the air in your home and soothing allergies and boosting your mood and helping you sleep, then maybe it will actually do that if you think it, because placebo is real. Doesn't always work with every single thing, but I mean, I'm one of those people where I'm pretty sure if you gave me a pill and told me that it was going to make my headache go away and it was a sugar pill, I'd be like, oh, I think my headache is going away. So I'm here for the Himalayan salt lamp. I'm keeping it in my room. And if y'all want to give it a try, go for it. If you have one and you feel like you do have evidence to back up the benefits, please message me and let me know, because then you will be affirming the fact that I'm going to keep it in my room. And also, I can give people an update that maybe the studies that I came across were wrong and there is actually evidence to back it up. But that's what I got to say about the Himalayan salt lamp, because I do have one in my room. I have had y'all ask me about it when you've seen it in videos, so I thought I would let you know about it. Okay, that's a wrap on today's episode. A big thank you to all the girls that came on. Hopefully y'all got some good tips from everybody. And I got my husband here for the email shout out. And so be thinking, babe, because at the end of this, I'm going to ask you what four things you're grateful for. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So the email shout out today comes from Emily. Hey, Amy, I'm a loyal listener of your Four Things podcast. Discovered the Bobby Bone Show a year ago and then started following you through that show. Just wanted to shoot you a note telling you that I applied the Four Things theme in my fourth grade classroom. I bought all of my kids' little journals this summer, and every morning they come in and quickly jot down four things they're grateful for that day. We are all loving the positive start to our day. Just wanted to thank you for the inspiration. So Emily, I can't tell you how much I love this. I love that you're a teacher. So thank you, first of all, for taking on that job and also for like encouraging gratitude in the kids. Like, I think that that's amazing. And we're starting to implement gratitude more at our house. We're going to be really practicing the four things gratitude because Mary and I have been working hard on our four things gratitude journal. So we got to practice what we preach. And but the reason why we're creating a simple one is because we find it intimidating sometimes to journal, but it's really not that hard to just think of four things that you're grateful for. And sometimes they're probably going to be serious and sometimes they're probably going to be maybe not that big of a deal, but who cares? If you're grateful for it, recognize it, give it a shout out. And so I love that you're doing this journal with your kids, Emily, your students, and then honey, you want to practice doing four things gratitude, because pretty soon we're going to have our journals and you're going to have to write in it. So what are you thankful for? Four things.
All right. So real quick, I was thinking airplanes, football.
Okay.
America.
Oh, wow.
And my beautiful wife.
Oh, suck up.
No particular order.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I figured you'd put airplanes before me. Always. And did you say football?
Yeah. Okay. Airplanes, football, yeah. America.
But okay. Well, yeah. I mean, football is sort of ahead of me right now. Because football season.
Yeah.
Season.
Well, we're just getting started.
Do you know that season is like the way you say season these days? Like,
no.
Okay. So all the kids these days, they say season.
I heard somebody saying something about throwing cold water, and I didn't know what that meant.
What is
throwing cold water on a subject or a person? Like, he's throwing cold water. Like,
I'm going to have to Google that. I don't know. Somebody told you the other day you had the drip.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were wearing your Yeezys.
Yeah, he's like, you had the drip. And I was like, man, I don't have the drip. What are you talking about?
But the drip, because it sounds like an STD.
That, well, I mean, that's what we heard back when we were kids.
Really?
I mean, that's what they called it. Like, if, like when you're in high school and you're going through the class, and like, hey, don't do this or else you could get the drip.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
No.
Maybe that was at the academy. They taught us that one. They were a little more blunt there.
No, I haven't heard
and
of the drip.
I was like, drip. The drip?
But.
And I asked him, I said, what? He goes, yeah, you got the drip.
Okay, but he was referring to your shoes.
Well, because then I looked at him he was looking down at my shoes. That's why I knew.
Right. So, I need to Google what.
What does that actually mean?
Cold water?
Throwing cold water.
Okay, I'll look it up on Urban Dictionary, but sometimes it's scary to go there. Urban Dictionary is like, Whoa, I learned things there that I need to unlearn sometimes. Yeah. But okay, well, that's today's episode. We are done. We are moving on to another day. We'll be back on Tuesday with the Q&A episode. And my sister might be on with me, I think, because she's going to be in town this weekend with my dad. So I might make her record a bunch of stuff with me.
Well, hang on. That will be a super short podcast if she's on with you.
Just kidding. It'll probably be long. He's being sarcastic. But okay. All right. Talk to y'all later. Have a great day. Bye.
See ya. Be kind to joy. Laugh a lot. EK. Be kind to joy. Laugh a lot. Cast up roll things. Little food for your soul. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.